This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 7th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Consumer Electronics Show is underway in Las Vegas. Agriculture technology is on full display as John Deere is again there to help tell the story of agriculture and how technology is helping producers be more productive with sustainable agriculture practices.
The world is hungry to hear more about agriculture and how technology is really changing the way in which our customers and our industry are working in the world. And in 2022, we had the opportunity to launch our first autonomous machines to the world. And here in 2025, we're actually bringing the second generation of those machines and really showing how our tech stack is able to be leveraged across multiple different customer segments beyond just the ag side. So
John Chase with John Deere says consumers really can't understand the benefit of technology till they understand the challenges of producing food.
The first thing that we really want to do as people come in is to explain kind of what our customers go through, what the different production steps are, and how technology really has an opportunity to both increase yields for those customers, but also reduce costs and make it even more sustainable going forward. So that's the first thing we do as people come into our booth, is just explain the bigger story about how we're helping farmers, contractors, and all of our different customers to really solve their broader problems.
John Deere rolled out their autonomous tractor in 2022, and this year people are seeing how AI, sensors, and 360 optics are helping producers be even better stewards with the next level of autonomous machines.
A completely new infrastructure for our autonomy to be able to put us on that journey to a fully autonomous production system for corn and beans by 2030. So that's what the second part of our conversation is. And the third is really how we're leveraging that autonomy now across other different customer segments like construction, landscape contractors, and even orchards.
Autonomy is seen as an answer to agriculture's labor challenge. The American Farm Bureau Federation suggests there are over 2 million farm jobs that will need to be filled annually. And almost 90% of construction and commercial landscapers say they're struggling to find skilled labor. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley confirms the Senate GOP leadership will pursue a quick response to deliver President-elect Donald Trump's policies than in the lower chamber.
The reason we should have two bills is there's such a mandate in the election that we ought to show that Congress can deliver very quickly to carry out the president's mandate that he got in the last election. And that would be things like border security and immigration issues primarily. It would also probably include some things dealing with national defense, and that could be done quickly and show some very good victories and win some credibility.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House would pursue one large bill of budget reconciliation that would include a number of different policies that were held over from the last Congress. Grassley said he's met with USDA Secretary nominee Brooke Rawlings and was not shy about sharing his favor with pursuing bilateral trade deals under a second Trump administration. Grassley says the outcome of Trump tariff threats is much too soon to predict.
I can't make any judgment now where he's going to come down, but I think that tough talk is very legitimate in some cases.
Grassley said today he's scheduled to meet with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week and discuss his nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.